Ready for E3?
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah, I'm ready for about two of the E's. I'm getting ready for the third one still.
You still got a week.
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 29th, 2012. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
I'm back, everybody.
I'm back. How'd you enjoy
the evil reign of terror of the Mike Minotti
the
show?
The Mike Minotti show is amazing.
Yeah, I just want you to know, you're going to be gone during E3.
That's right.
I might do three shows all by myself.
Sure. Oh, my God, please. I'd kill myself before listening to that. So, we got a great show today. We got news, right?
Yes.
So, we're going to just talk about what we're looking forward to at E3. A little pre-E3 discussion, I figured.
Cool.
Would be prudent. Because, yeah, I think I leave a week today.
Yeah, Christ. No, week yesterday.
No.
Monday.
Shit, you're right. Jesus.
Why do I know your schedule better than you?
It is getting to that point where, like, E3 is, like, a stressful thing. Like, it's still fun. Like, after, like, the first time, especially, it was like, oh, this is my dream. Yeah, so go to E3, and it was cool. And, like, second time, like, yeah, E3. Like, this time, it's a combination of, like, I don't think it's going to be as exciting in E3, really.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's just, it's stressful. It's just like, oh, God, I'm getting all these appointments, trying to fit it all in my schedule. I'm like, oh, I got to do this. Okay, but yeah. Plus, never mind. I don't need to go on about it. I do want to go on about it just a little bit longer.
Go ahead.
But with the stress of traveling, and you're like, how am I going to get from my hotel to the thing? And okay. All right, so yeah, E3 is coming up. All right, and then we'll do our week in gaming. We'll talk about Diablo. And you played some Max Payne. I have not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll do that, and then we'll get to the releases, and that'll be the show. Let's go. What's the news?
Let's start with 38 Studios.
Oh, right. Yeah, all that.
On the Mike Minotti show.
Previously.
You talked about how they should just give up. Well, their hand was kind of forced.
Yeah, honestly.
So, it's hard to see. There are faults on both sides, or as you might have said in Star Wars Episode 3, heroes on both sides.
Heroes on both sides.
But, so here's the gist. After all the collapses and rumors and everything, the Rhode Island government cannot come to some kind of understanding on how to help out the company. They laid off everybody. Technically, they're still open. There's just no one there.
Oh, okay.
That includes Big Huge Games, which they bought when THQ sold them. So that kind of really sucks.
What else did Big Huge Games do?
They did the Catan port. They also did the Rise of Nations and Rise of Legends and all that.
Okay.
A lot of former Age of Empire guys, I think, still there.
Okay.
So apparently the employees hadn't gotten paid their second pay period in May. They get paid every 1st and I think 15th of the month.
Okay.
They didn't get paid for May 15th. They haven't been getting their health care. It gets even worse. Like, they did relocation to move people to Rhode Island, and they were told, like, yeah, we'll take care of selling your house. Apparently they may not have done that. So
yeah,
people, like, still have owned a house and haven't been paying it. Now the bank's like, hey, you haven't paid on your mortgage. So that sucks. You know, everyone's lost their jobs. Fortunately, a lot of other studios, like, took to Twitter with a,
like, we're hiring.
There was some kind of hashtag where they were, like, recruiting people. So that's good. Hopefully they all land on their feet. As far as what 38 Studios was working on, it was weird. Even, like, 2 days before this announcement, Kurt Schilling was tweeting a YouTube link to a world flyby of Project Copernicus.
There was a lot of what I would call kind of sad denial about what was happening.
I guess.
Because there's things, somebody did an article on how, like, this guy was just in, like, the Dunkin' Donuts in the area, and, like, people would walk into the Dunkin' Donuts that worked there, and they'd be like, oh, the media is just, they're twisting it, they don't know the whole story. When I did a comic about it, I just saw, like, somebody linked to it in a forum, talking to, like, somebody who worked at 38 Studios, like, personal blog, like, hey, what's this about? And the guy's like, oh, there's a lot of misinformation. I mean, I understand that it's, you don't want to face the truth, but, I mean, come on, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah. Now, the thing that they're claiming is that this is the Rhode Island government's fault for a few reasons. The previous administration made some promises of some kind of tax credit. It was supposed to be a film tax credit, but it applied to video game studios. And when the administration changed, I guess the credit didn't go through.
Mm.
So that screwed them over, because they weren't ready to meet that financial burden without the credit. Then, when the Rhode Island governor starts running his mouth about how Project Copernicus was delayed to June 2013 and all this blah, 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 They were in talks with a publisher, presumably EA, but no one knows for certain, for Reckoning 2.
Yeah.
Then they backed out of a $35 million publishing deal that was like kind of the final death stroke in the whole thing, which may be why it was till the 11th hour that they thought everything would work out.
Maybe.
There was apparently a PC patch in the works for Reckoning. That's never going to see the light of day. In all likelihood, the MMO, Project Copernicus, is dead. Technically, once, if and when the company goes bankrupt, the Rhode Island taxpayers will own the IP and also have to pay back the taxes on it, which will amount to like $200 million.
Somebody will want to buy that IP. I mean, I'm a little well. That's the thing.
I've even heard people have inquired, but what the Rhode Island government wants for it is too expensive. It's not worth it.
Well, okay, they might have to come down their price then.
Now, I thought this was bizarre. Kurt Schilling's talking about how Amalur sold 1.5 million copies in 90 days. It broke EA records, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, the governor of Rhode Island's like, I've been told they needed to sell 3 million copies to break even or something. It's like, whoa, hang on. Well, wait. How is 1.5 breaking projections, but you needed 3 million?
How could
and I don't know where he got that number from.
I mean, I don't understand how it could have done better than it did.
No, I mean, that
brand new IP
great.
In, like, what, January or February it came out? Like, yeah. How good is it going to do? It made $1.5 million. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
And if you can't make your company in a way that it's not going to make a profit off of that because you're too busy pushing money in a sinkhole that is MMO development.
Yeah.
Christ.
And to top it all off, apparently Kurt Schilling stands to lose $50 million of his own money.
Well, I'm sure. He put a big investment in that.
Yep.
Sucks. I mean, I feel like a lot of this was Kurt Schilling wanted to make an MMO.
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling said, I want to make a better World of Warcraft.
Noble, I suppose.
I guess, but so then he's like, oh, first I have to do this other Amalur game. I can set up the story and stuff. So he got big, huge games. He made them turn their other game into an Amalur game and stuff, and I don't know. So what do you think is going to be kind of the for Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning, the game, what is its legacy now? Is it going to become kind of like this weird, like, niche product we look back on? Like, that was strange that that existed.
Well, I mean, it demonstrated how you could put more of an action game into a role-playing game. Like you know, like an action combat game in the God of War style into a role-playing setting. I don't know. I mean,
you think it was kind of silly to maybe release that 2 months after Skyrim when there's usually years.
I think that was the
Elder
thing.
Scrolls release.
I think that was a problem because I mean, even at that point, people were still playing Skyrim. People were still playing Skyrim.
If that came out like a couple years from now or whatever, just like you know, because there's like what, how many years? Like 4 years, 6 years between. There were 6 years between Oblivion and Skyrim, right?
Right.
If you put it that 3 years, like in that in between time when people are kind of starving for that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could have done
something. Well, I mean, they weren't going to get it out before Skyrim.
Well, no, that's
kind of
the awkward thing.
You have to wait a year.
Yeah, that's kind of the awkward thing.
It was just bad
luck. The timing was bad. Yeah. It wasn't there. Like, I'm not saying you have to hold on to it for 2 years.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it's kind of why you can't do 3 million copies, because everyone's just going to buy Skyrim. Yeah, I mean, it sucks.
Yep.
But, hey, not the first studio go down, not the last.
Yep. It's a shame.
It's a shame.
It's a shameful thing.
Lobster head.
So I just briefly need to talk about this. Harry Potter for Kinect.
Harry Potter for Kinect.
That's the title.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb. Harry Potter for, can't they call it Harry Potter Kinect? Or Harry Potter, like, something clever. I don't know, like Harry Potter moving or
I mean,
I don't know.
What ad wizard came up with this one?
It says Harry Potter for Kinect.
Oh.
That's like how you describe it to people. It's not the title.
Right. This is ridiculous. You get to scan your face.
What do you do?
From the trailer, has no emotion. Like, it never changes.
I mean, I see this is just another minigame collection.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a fun bit where, like, you get sorted, and I don't know. It'd be cool if you, like, somehow, like, the Harry Potter game I want is, like, basically a school. I want, like, a school sim. Like, almost like a Japanese, like, sim.
Like a Persona thing. Or,
yeah,
or
like
at least, like, a Skyrim or something.
I'm like a, yeah, exactly.
Something
but, like,
that's open.
I don't even care that much about, like, combat. I don't even care that much about, like, doing wizard things. I want to go to school.
Yeah.
And like, how weird is that? But that's
like
what I want.
Isn't that what everyone wants to go to Hogwarts?
Right. I don't necessarily want
to
fight.
I mean, isn't that kind of what that Pottermore is supposed to be, except like not like a game?
Like, I don't want to get involved in this like dark wizard scary shit, you know? I'm up with that, but you know. Yeah, I want to go to school, man. That looks like fun.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I'm sure they'll make some money off it.
I'm sure they will. So, you can actually download the beta patch for this right now, but they're bringing mounted combat to the next patch in Skyrim.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get the beta patch. But yeah, I heard about this. That's good. I kind of put this under hashtag first world gamer problems, but it was always annoying when, like, you get attacked by, like, that one wolf.
You're like, okay, hang on. You're like, get off the horse.
It takes forever.
Try not to kill your horse by accident.
Yeah, exactly. But, so I'm glad that's there.
Even just to cast, like, the one conjuration spell that kind of shows you your trail of where you should go.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get off the horse and do that something. So that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is hilarious to me, at least. So, we all agree that the Silent Hill HD remake was an unmitigated disaster.
Apparently, yeah.
It would seem that the HD remake was made from incomplete source code because Konami couldn't find the original complete source code.
That's funny.
So you think, like, they'd be like, we should do an HD remake. Well, yeah, where's the source code? Oh, we don't have it. Well, so much for that idea.
Yeah.
No, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. I got this piece of shit right here.
Yeah.
Let's just fart this thing out. So if there was ever any doubt that this wasn't just a cash grab from Konami, there you
Shocker.
Go.
Well, you know, sure got the job done.
Maybe. Yes, good for them.
Yeah, probably picked up. I wonder if it sold better than Downpour.
I don't know.
That came out.
Is that series done? Does anyone care anymore when a new game comes out?
I don't know. I don't know why people have been caring. From what I understand, people like the series. The general consensus seems to be that it peaked pretty early with 2, right?
Yeah, then, like, 3 was fine, 4 was, like, it has its fans, and then nothing since then.
Right. I don't know. Then some people like that Wii remake of the first one. Shattered Dimensions.
Yeah, I think someone did. Mark did, I think.
Someone did. Like, it was like, yeah, one person
There's
did.
There's a guy out there who's playing it right now.
All right. Next.
So, Final Fantasy 14 version 2.0.
Did that happen yet?
No. They were going to show a trailer at E3, but now they're not. They are still going to reveal stuff about the game.
On.
The trailer's done, Michael, but they'd rather wait till August. Fuck you. Just show it.
Yeah, if you got to impress us, I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to talk about the game at E3, but we have a trailer. We're not going to show you, though. Instead, read this PowerPoint with bullet-pointed lists.
So is version 2.0 going to come out for the PlayStation 3?
Eventually, yes.
Remember how that was shown at E3? Like, that was debuted at the Sony press conference.
Yeah.
And everyone laughed at first because they're like, no, because like 13 wasn't even out yet. 13 wasn't even very close to coming out.
No.
They're like, now we have a, he just, and he announced it too.
They did like a weird throwaway. Like they showed a trailer for 13 and goes, now here's Final Fantasy 14. Like even said it weird. And they're like, ha ha ha. Oh, he's serious.
I remember being really excited. I was like, oh, it looks like a fantasy, like Final Fantasy. And oh, God damn it, it's an MMO.
Here's the thing too. They showed, it wasn't a screenshot. It was a concept image of what 2.0 will look like.
Well, it looks the same, doesn't it?
No, this was the mother of all bullshots. It was this super busy screenshot of all these characters who looks far better. I mean, 14's out. We know what the game looks like. Unless they're planning some major overhaul of the graphics engine that they didn't tell us about.
Wait. Wasn't the graphics like the one thing people liked about 14? Like, that was the one thing people said. Like, oh, graphically, it's the best looking MMO.
I guess.
So why are they worried about that?
I don't, like, this thing looks, and the thing was too, the screen was so fucking busy. I'm like, I don't see how that's a game you play.
There's tons
of text and icons and all this bullshit.
No, I don't, that's weird, because I thought the whole point was that they had to fix everything else.
I don't know.
Do we know anything else about it?
No, again, they're going to talk about it at E3. They won't show it.
Would it be funny if, like, they do version 2.0 and, like, we play it by accident and somehow we become, like, in love with it? And
that would be ironic.
The biggest Final Fantasy 14 fans of all time.
Hey,
yeah,
it's
probably
okay.
Not.
I like good games.
Probably not. All right, what's next?
Finally, my last story here. They've announced a new Castlevania for the 3DS and a Lords of Shadow 2 for the consoles.
All right, I'm more excited about this 3DS one. Tell me about that.
It seems to be more in the vein of Lord of Shadows. It's not going to be like,
oh, it's not
2D.
A Metroidvania. Well, I mean, I guess we've done those a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
So I guess that's okay, but still.
But it's, like, that same, it's that same dev company in Spain doing both of these.
Okay. I didn't play Lords of Shadow yet. I keep meaning to.
I think it must have been the demo. I liked it. People seemed to like it a lot. It looked pretty.
Yeah, I kind of like, I always kind of wanted to play, I just never got around to it.
Didn't Hideo Kojima have something very tangential?
You know, it's weird because they advertised that a lot in the beginning, like when the game was announced.
And they back off.
And then they really backed off from, like,
probably because he didn't ultimately do that much.
Probably did very little.
It was in Spain.
He probably, like, offered a lot of bad suggestions is what he did.
He's like, oh, no, there should be conspiracies about Dracula. No.
No, it's just Dracula.
Speaking of, you see, I guess I should mention, they're making a new Zone of Enders
I do not care about that as nearly as much as everyone else in the world seems to care.
Everyone about that game. Like, I remember we bought it because it came with the MGS2 demo.
I remember not liking it.
Yeah, I didn't really... I don't know. It was okay.
I guess maybe she was
pissed
better.
Off somebody.
This is kind of like another Mega Man Legends to me, where it's like this thing, like, everyone's like, where's the freaking third one? And I'm like, who cares? Whoop-dee-freaking-do. I'm kind of having that about Torchlight. Everyone's like, Torchlight 2. I'm like...
Diablo 3.
Yeah, that's exactly... So, am I crazy? Like, help me out here, because like, I thought the only reason people cared about Torchlight 1 was that...
There was no other
Diablo
games.
Why does anyone care about Torchlight 2 now that Diablo 3 is coming?
You know, people like Torchlight 1. This is going to be Torchlight 1 with multiplayer new classes. I guess. That's fine.
I mean, Torchlight 1's problem with me is that it played like Diablo, but it had absolutely none of, like, the atmosphere or epicness. Like, it kind of, like, it tried to ape it, mostly because I think they got the composer from Diablo 2. Yeah. So the music sounds the same, but it did that kind of thing that annoys me sometimes where I don't know if it... I can't tell if it's taking itself seriously or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at one point, there's, like, a robot I talked to, and, like, that's funny, but then, like... Also, like, other people were much more, like, I don't know, serial, if you will. It's kind of weird to me. I mean, it's fine. Like, you know, when you play it, it's very much like Diablo. You're clicking on things. I just don't know why I would rather play Diablo. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not, like, I'm sorry for not being in the little guy's corner in this one, but. I guess it's cheaper.
Yeah, that's true. 20 bucks to help.
All right, what's next?
That's it.
All right. Talk about E3, I guess. So what do you think? What are you thinking about this E3? I'm not feeling great about it.
I'm curious to see what the launch lineup for the Wii U is going to look
like. That's kind of like, that's kind of the big and only almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, besides that.
Basically, my question is, what kind of Mario game are you going to launch for this system?
Well, because they're going to have to show a lot of software. Because that system's coming out in November,
and
right?
And we already saw the hardware. So, like, don't be like, here's the tablet again. Like, I fucking saw it already.
So,
you know what I'd love to see? It's not going to happen. But I would love it. It'd be like, yeah, the tablet is now a capacitive touchscreen, and it's not like a resistive, stylus touchscreen.
You see, there was like a leaked revision, like the leaked new version of the controller.
Oh, really?
It has actual analog sticks instead of nubs now.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. There are a couple others, like small cosmetic things, like that doesn't really seem to be as big as that. But, I mean, there's so much we don't know about that system that they have to reveal. We know they're not doing price, but there's got to be software.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and you know, that means you're going to get a couple big Nintendo game announcements. And, you know, that's still always a big deal. Whenever there's, like, the new Mario or the new Zelda or the new Metroid, you know, people care.
Do you think they'll have some kind of online service to show?
That's what I'm about to say. Like, that's the other thing is we need to know about their online service. And
they have to have one.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to have something amazing that will, like, knock everybody's socks off.
Or at least on par with PSN. Can we get an ID and a unified login?
As much as everyone going out on about, like, oh, this thing might not be quite as powerful as a 360, blah, blah, that's not nearly as important as what their online service
is. We've learned that. I mean, look, Blizzard made an online service for 3 games.
You know what?
And it's amazing.
You know how
they
could make...
amazing.
You know how they could make a zillion dollars? If they had some sort of... If they had, like, the virtual console... But it was like a streaming service, and
$10 a month.
You had all those games, and it was like it'd be like the Netflix, but for retro games.
I'd do it.
They would make a zillion dollars.
Yeah,
here's
the thing,
and don't like release them all slate. Once you say, look, here they are, $10.
And here's going to be the average person mentality.
You don't need a hard drive.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, oh my god, it's like Zelda and Metroid. I mean, I usually would have paid $8 for each of these. Sure, $10 a month. 6 months from now, I'm not going to be playing them that much. But I'm not going to unsubscribe. The off chance that either I want to play them or B, like most people will, I'll forget.
Like, I'm
it's a great cash revenue.
But like, well, I don't know why you went to that. But you need a cross-platform friend. Not cross-platform, but like, what do you call that when you have a friends list like for everything?
Unified.
Unified. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Unified friend list. Unified messaging system. In-game messaging. You need all that functionality. You just do. You can't, like, be only slightly better than the Wii. Like, the Wii was so bad. You have to do so much. And there's no reason not to. Because the blueprint is there.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to do better than it because the blueprint is 6 years old now.
Yeah.
So, come on. Innovate.
Like, if this wasn't, like...
In the title, let's talk about a bunch of, like, the innovate then.
Yeah. If this was, like, the day they sat down and said, all right, guys, new Wii system, let's make a bullet list of what we should do. If online service wasn't on that list on day one, they failed.
To be fair, like, I think they might.
It's time.
Because, well, I mean, they're smart, right? I mean, look, the Wii made a lot of money. Well, the Wii made a lot of money because it rode a lot of trends. They kind of saw the whole casual gaming trend almost right before it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, anybody can look on at all these services like Netflix and, what you know, all these streaming things now. Like, that's the big thing.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't exist in 2005.
So get on board that. Okay. So, but yeah, that's the big thing is Nintendo and what games they're going to have. And, you know, there'll be some 3DS software. Mm-hmm. I haven't really heard about, like, Luigi's Mansion 2 since E3, huh?
Yeah.
A couple other things, like the Paper Mario game. And, you know, they'll always have announcements.
You think they'll show the Zelda for 3DS they've been kind of talking about?
Yeah, there's... I don't know. Usually they unveil the... Usually they have a separate event for that. Whenever they have the portable Zelda, just as if memory recalls, they usually don't do that at E3. Although maybe Spirit Tracks was at E3. I don't know. But if they have, like, something else, I don't know. Maybe. Sony is going to have some good first-party games. They'll have... PlayStation All-Star Character Battle, whatever.
God of War.
God of War, Last of Us. So, stuff I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I don't...
What about Vita?
They have to make some big Vita announcements.
Well, and I mean, apparently that Risk Resistance game came
apparently
out.
It's bad.
Not good.
Jim Sterling said 2.
Yeah. And that's, again, it's... you and I talked to you about this after I listened to the Mike Benanti show.
Which was very informative.
But you made me realize something interesting with Vita development. Yes, they have all their AAA franchises on the Vita... But it's not the same AAA development teams. I don't mean the slight, like, Ben Studios, but you're not Naughty Dog.
Like, when Nintendo made Super Mario 3D Land, they didn't get, like, somebody else to do it. They got the guys who made Galaxy to do it.
Right. They need to do that.
Right.
If they want people to take a Vita game seriously, they want it to be quality, you gotta go for it.
Right. You can't just, like, find, like, you can't, like, that's what they do with the PSP. There were PSP developers. You know, not
and you know, Red Dead Dawn was like kind of an anomaly.
And they did good, but like even I don't like that idea. Like these are people who they make PSP.
Well,
games
I mean,
or Vita
it's
games.
Always going to be the B team.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they got to have some big Vita software announcements. They have to.
What do they need?
And
to
probably
do,
maybe a price drop.
They need to open up like kind of like what they were doing with PSP minis. There needs to be some kind of like basically like an Xbox Live indie channel where you get a stream of independent games coming in. Just to get interest on the damn thing. I mean, the Vita's been out since February 22nd. I could think of 3 major releases that have come out since then. And it's been MLB The Show, port, Mortal Kombat, port, and now Resistance, which apparently sucks.
Yeah. So, then Microsoft, I think it's going to be painful.
Well, there's going to be Halo.
There's going to be Halo, and I don't know what else. I bet, I bet they will literally, like, announce some sort of other Gears of War game that we don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
Do something like that. Maybe they'll have... But it's going to be the same thing where they're going to show a lot of this Kinect stuff. Like they're going to show Fable the Journey.
They'll show Harry Potter for Kinect.
They'll show Harry Potter and Avengers and all that. I'm like, no one cares. I don't care. You don't need to show this here. You're wasting your money because you just need to do a commercial.
Do you think they surprise us and show the next Xbox?
What? No, I don't. Be nice.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice? But... I don't know. Maybe I'm cynical, but I feel like in this day and age, we kind of hear about these things a little bit before that. And there's all those rumors, but everyone seemed to back off from them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be nice, but I think they're just... I think they're really just going to lay pretty low this year. But besides that, like, what about just, like, the other third-party developers? I mean, I can tell you
I'm trying to think who's going.
I can tell you what I'm seeing.
A lot of people aren't.
I have an appointment to go see Power of Illusion, the 3DS
game. Oh, yeah. Yay.
Mm-hmm. I could... I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to see Warren Spector or not again, because I can, but somebody from VentureBeat already is, so I don't know if that's redundant. Mm. I'm already so busy. But yeah, I really want to see Power of Illusion more.
I know.
I'm kind of interested
Me too.
In that. So that'll be exciting. I'm supposed to see the new Amazing Spider-Man game.
What about...
I haven't really figured it out.
What's that... crap, what's the name? The new Ubisoft first-person steampunk assassin game?
Yeah, but that's Bethesda doing that, right?
That was Ubisoft.
I thought it was Bethesda.
Dishonored.
Okay.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe it was Bethesda.
I think it's Bethesda, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I assume,
Ubisoft makes Assassin's Creed.
I assume that. Well, Assassin's Creed 3 will be big.
Yeah. That'll are you going to see Dishonored?
Not like, I don't have an appointment, but I'm going to try to.
There you
Although
go.
Although Bethesda, last year, the way you did Bethesda, well, like you had to make an appointment. Like I wasn't scheduled to see anything Bethesda last year.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of went in, name dropped, and like kind of got in. But like the way their booth worked was first you like went into the Skyrim Theater. And then from the Skyrim Theater, you exited out into their booth. It was, like, the only way to get in the booth was to have an appointment.
Kind of like riding Test Track.
Yeah, there's kind of a lot of things like that, really, where, like, if you don't have an appointment, you're not going to see, like, a lot of things. Especially, like, a lot of the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
the way they do that. But yeah, Assassin's Creed 3 is big. You'll have those Castlevania games. I guess Metal Gear Rising will be there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
For vengeance.
I forgot about that. I actually forgot that was the name of it. Christ. It'll be interesting. It'll be funnish. I gotta think I could see Darren Williams, the basketball player, and some DJ. I'm not, though. For NBA Ballers.
There you go.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Everyone wants that game.
All right. Anything else you want to say about E3? Any expectations? What do you think? How about some of the kind of no shows? Do you think we're going to see, I can't remember what it's called anymore. What? Rico?
Oh.
Last Guardian?
I don't know.
Like, how bad is it that we probably aren't?
Like you said, it's been so far removed from my mind. I'll guarantee you we aren't. Unless that's like weird. The big surprise of Sony's press conference.
I don't understand what went wrong with that.
I don't either. That seems like a surefire thing.
That seems like as big of a sure thing as you can get.
Unless it just got really complicated to make when they went too ambitious with the AI for that monster.
I don't know. That's kind of a mess that we probably aren't going to see. Do you care about the new Tomb Raider at all? Do you care about that?
A little bit.
I don't know how much I care, but there it is. That seems like one of the bigger third-party games. Right, I guess that's it. Unless you have anything else you want to add.
I don't think so.
Alrighty. So, how's Diablo 3?
Well, when you can play it, it's fan-fucking-tastic.
Have you been having a whole lot of problems?
Let us... Not lately.
It's been better lately. At first it was bad.
Let's go on a journey.
Oh, God.
Because I was, gone the week it came out. But I was hopping around in hotels and stuff. So, here's me. Okay, you need an online connection, but I'm just going to play the single player. So whatever. I'll just be online so I can authenticate and log in and off I go. But no. Even when you play single player and you are online, it's still playing like it's multiplayer. Like, if you have a shitty connection, there will be lag. And I had shitty Wi-Fi at a Super 8 somewhere in Oklahoma, and there was lag. Like, I'm clicking, my guy's waving his wand, and 3 seconds later, a bunch of magic missiles came out.
It's kind of bullshit that lag.
I was pissed. Then I get home, try to log in, and I get error 3005, immediately followed by 3006.
3007 has been the big one for me. That's
no, 3006, then 3007. Now, apparently, according to the support article on Battle.net, the 3006 error is potentially caused by multiple people logging in from the same location.
Oops.
Fuck that. No one thought that, like, I don't know, two people in a household might play this game, or people in a college dorm network or something.
Go ahead. So
here's me doing something I haven't done in 5 years, going into the Windows firewall setting and manually opening ports. Now, since I've done that, it's been fine. Except for today when I couldn't log in because they did a patch and the authentication servers got screwed up.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually.
Like, look, when it's working, all this online functionality is kind of nice. It's cool to be able to chat with your friends, cross Blizzard game, have people join in.
I'd be fine without it.
But if 5 years ago when they were playing this game, they said, hey, AJ, would you rather have a game with a real money auction house that you can make some money, or would you rather have a single-player game that you could just play whenever without getting disconnected while a cinematic is playing? Which would you rather have?
Yeah, honestly.
I'd take the latter.
That's what happened to me one time when I was pissed. The cinematic between Act 1 and Act 2 is when I got 3007. I was like, oh, yeah, be kidding me. And at first I was freaking out because, like, I tried to join the game again, and I was immediately just in Act 2. I was like, oh, hell no. So I, like, go back and go into the options and look for the cinematics. But it's annoying because, like, they're fixed for that, and that's just, like, you just randomly get disconnected from the server. I don't know why. And, like, their fix for it is, go into general chat.
Yeah, that'll keep you from getting... How about you just keep me from getting disconnected?
Yeah, I don't understand why that helps. And it's annoying because, like, general chat is filled with...
Well, it's general chat.
It's gold farmers and, like, people kind of just saying stupid things. Or sometimes spoilers, and it's like, okay, this is fun. Great. I mean, like, so that's... 3007 has been a bigger problem. But it's just, like, at what point did this have to be a big enough disaster where they had to regret the whole you-have-to-be-online thing?
Well,
like, and I mean, but at the same time, they already sold, like, a zillion copies of the game. So it's not like
6 million
estimated. It's not like there's any kind of comeuppance for it.
I mean, here's the thing. If the biggest game company there is, with the most experience in online services, fucks up a launch of this magnitude this badly.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Like, doesn't this send a lesson to anyone? Like, don't do this shit. You're just pissing people off. Mm. I mean, you know why they sold so many? I mean, we've pre-ordered it months ago. And they said, yeah, it's going to be online. My thought was, well, it's Blizzard. They know what they're doing. Oh, look, they beta tested it. They're ready. They weren't even close.
No.
I don't understand how they just underestimated it so much.
I bet they can't. I bet there's probably somebody who wanted to delay it again. But, you know, I'm sure there's someone else who's like, we can't delay this again. We'll be the laughingstock again. But
yeah.
It's kind of that's kind of a hard situation for them to be in, I'm sure. Because it's like, you're Blizzard. That's like already your stigma.
Now,
they probably announced it too early.
Supposedly
again.
Now, the real money auction house is set now to go live June 12th.
I couldn't care less about that.
I'm just wondering if when it does, it's going to be another like cluster.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like the servers are going to go down again or something.
I want nothing to do with that. But like, you know, you had fun. You beat it already.
Yeah,
I'm so a lot.
I mean, let's talk about the game itself, because the game itself is great. And I mean, like, the guy who made the character model for the wizard wasn't the dude who made this decision, so I'm not mad at him.
Right.
But yeah, the game's freaking fantastic. My mind was blown when you pointed out the elective mode to me.
Yeah, that was
no
kind
one
of a
talked
secret.
About that ever.
It's a secret, but yeah.
Yeah, so what elective mode does, instead of being restricted to the 6 categories, you can just pick your skills and assign just 6 of whatever you want.
Right. It was nice.
Which at first felt like I was cheating, but I came to appreciate it.
Yeah, you kind of need that.
But this game does such a good job of, I mean, like Diablo always did, of just keeping the loot coming at the right pace, the challenge going at the right pace. And you feel like a badass. Like, when you set off some spell or ability that just kills 12 guys around you.
There are definitely a lot more cool abilities this time. Like, they're cool and functional. Like, a lot of abilities in, like, Diablo 2 were more functional than they were exciting.
Yeah.
You know, like, the leap ability by the Barbarian, he jumped. Dude. People when he landed. Okay, sweet.
Well, like, it was always weird. Like, the level 1 of leap, like, wasn't an attack. It was just a jump.
Yeah, like, I'm glad that like you don't have to like get like the like leap level 2 or like leap level 3.
Well, the rune
know?
System's pretty brilliant.
It's good. I mean,
not only will like power up spells in different ways, some of them it completely changes.
Like, it kind of sucks that you lose a bit of customization because of it. Where like potentially, if I have level 60 Demon Hunter, you have level 60 Demon Hunter, they can be exactly the same.
But the thing is, what I appreciate about that is, like, if I'm playing by myself and if I'm playing my wizard online with other people, I'm going to use completely different skills. Because some are better suited for when you're by yourself, and some are better suited to use in a group situation. I don't have to worry about being surrounded by enemies. I don't need spells that, like, knock away a group. I can focus more on ranged attacks and kind of, like, buff attacks and things like that. I really like that. Also, the Wizard's Archon ability is freaking cool.
That's the one where you, like, you turn into, like, an energy form.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Place
But it's a brilliant game. I beat it and I immediately started playing another character. I haven't stopped since.
They know what they're doing with that.
Yes.
Diablo stuff. You started some Max Payne 3?
Yeah, I've only played the first couple chapters, but I'm impressed as hell. The presentation in this game is astounding. It's really good. First of all, it does that thing I really like when games do this, where when you start, if it's your first game, it just starts.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Yeah.
I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, it's got the trademark Max Payne bullet time. It works perfectly.
Do you feel like you needed, like, were you lost at all because it's been a long time since you played Max Payne 1 and you didn't play 2?
It almost feels like that stuff would give you a little backstory to the character, but it's not essential. All you need to know, and they touch on this in the opening cinematic, is Max Payne's wife and daughter, or child, or whatever, I think it was daughter, got killed. He couldn't stop it, and he's still fighting with those demons.
But that's what 1 was about. What was 2 about?
Some girl.
There's some other
that doesn't even
interest.
Seem to matter at all.
Yeah, they don't even bring that up, the fall of Max Payne.
I haven't seen anything mentioned.
Okay.
I mean, it's set in Brazil to start. You're working security detail for this family.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome. I'm really liking it.
Yeah, I gotta get to that.
Did
you start Harley Quinn's Revenge?
I beat Harley Quinn's Revenge. It's only a couple hours.
Oh, really? Oh. Was it fun?
Yeah.
I mean, how much is that?
$10.
Yeah.
It's pushing it if it's worth it. If you really like the game. Here's the thing. It's... Damn it, I said a drink.
what?
I said here's the thing.
Oh, right. That's funny.
Steven Totillo on Kotaku blew this thing apart. He hated it. But
oh, really?
It's very linear. It's not... It doesn't really use the open world at all. In fact, and it couldn't. They said it a few weeks after the end of Arkham City, so it's not like... It would just, like, slot into your current, like, save game or something. You just stay in that area where the Joker's hideout was.
Yeah.
The one time you are outside. Then you pretty much go into this new area, the shipyard, and you're in there the whole time. You bounce back and forth from Robin to Batman a couple times. Robin plays pretty similarly to Batman. I mean, you've been able to play him for a while in the challenge rooms and stuff like that if you downloaded that. So, I mean, it's almost like a very souped-up challenge room scenario with the story, mm-hmm. more so than it is, like, the core Arkham City gameplay. And the thing is, the plot, it doesn't really advance anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like a lot of these DLC things.
Well, let me put it, I'll try to be vague about it. After what happens at the end of Arkham City, you might wonder what Batman's thoughts on the matter are.
You will not find out.
Basically, everyone talks about how he won't talk about it, and he never talks about it.
Well, that's enlightening.
At the end of the DLC, Batman's basically like, I'm done here, and literally just leaves. And Gordon and Robin exchange a little bit of words, and then, like, but still, like, nothing really happens.
It sounds like my problem I always have with these things, that they're very unnecessary, and they're there because they know it'll make some money. And I'm sure, like, the people who work on it try and stuff, but at the end of the day, I just don't feel like I need to.
I mean, it was some fun combat encounters. It made me realize how much I like that.
Well, sure. I mean, it's still the game, but... Maybe I'll play it on your Xbox. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a big fan of the game, you're starved for content, check it out. Otherwise, I don't know if it's really worth the $10. Maybe wait till it goes on sale or something, to be honest. Yeah, I enjoyed it, but whatever.
All right, anything else?
I played just the first level so far, or first act, rather, of Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 on my iPad.
Oh, really?
I know you didn't care for it.
Yes. I don't know, maybe it's better on the iPad.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't like that first act because it's like it looks exactly like Aquatic Ruin Zone. Exactly.
There's still I like what you said in your review. If they want to do 3D graphics, 2D Sonic, they did that better in Generations.
Right.
Just do that again. If you're gonna, and we said this when they first showed Sonic 4 Episode 1, like however long ago that was. Why doesn't this just look like a 16-bit Genesis game?
Yeah. Why not?
That's what it should have been. I mean, Mega Man did it, and people fucking loved it.
Who knows?
I don't know.
All right, you ready for the releases?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So Max Payne 3 is coming out on PC on June 1st.
35 gigabytes.
Yeah. Resistance Burning Skies, which is apparently terrible for the Vita. I don't know. According to that, that was the only review I've seen so far. And Jim Sterling has been known to kind of be an outlier.
Apparently, it's like 4 or 5 levels.
Really?
They can't get a lot of enemies on the screen. And they have a lot of unnecessary, like...
I don't get it. The Vita's pretty powerful.
There's, like, that touchscreen bullshit where it's, like, to open the door, tap it in the dead center of your screen. So it's, like, well, which thumb is going to reach?
Yeah,
like, buttons are fine, everybody. I think, honestly, I think that's killing the Vita. This, like Sony's acting like they discovered the touchscreen. We've been using touchscreens for a long-ass time.
Yeah, I mean, that was a
There's
gimmick
There's no novelty to that anymore.
Yeah, that was a gimmick with the DS.
Yeah. Stop that.
All right. End of Nations for PC. Atelier Mururu, The Apprentice of Arlan for PS3. It does not look like a generic RPG at all.
Oh, good.
I'm lying.
Oh.
Batman Arkham City, Harley Quinn's Revenge. We talked about that.
Well, the Game of the Year edition is coming out, too, which if you haven't gotten Arkham City, oh, my God, buy that. Totally worth it.
Bunch of old things. And, yeah, that's kind of it. All right. That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com.
Oh, I should say, I was on Cerebral Pop's Shuffle podcast last week. Matt Jagger and I talk about Disney music.
I always say Matt Jagger.
It's Matt Jagger. You should listen to it, though. He did a phenomenal job editing it. It's really slick.
So you can also find us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel, facebook.com/explodingbarrel, and be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store, see all of our past episodes, and leave us a review. And we'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's exactly. Am I crazy? Like, help me out here.